What's up, Co? E. Kane, E. Report. I had to bring my boy Lupe Fiasco in today because he's been making headlines, man. He's always getting in trouble just for sharing his opinion. The latest, the media is creating a big beef right now between him, Kanye, and 2 Chainz because of his opinion about their new song, The Birthday Song. Take a listen. All I want for my birthday. Okay, Lupe. You're always a good interview because you're really opinionated, to say the least. I would think so.
I gotta stop it. You know what's funny? I remember when I was a little kid, I always just say, man, I don't want to have an opinion. Just like that.
But it's impossible for you.
I know, because people ask me questions. And then I'll try and answer it as innocently as I possibly can. And then it becomes this voracious, sensational, controversial thing.
And I think it comes through in the music, you know, too, as well.
Yeah, the music is very controversial.
Because that's where you get to let it out. And you shared your opinion about a couple of rappers, Kanye, 2 Chainz, The Birthday Song. And, of course, those are two big rappers doing it right now. So it kind of makes you think, man, Lupe, he doesn't care about whoever it is. I mean, he's not scared to share his opinion about what he thinks about anybody. What was it about the song?
Not about anybody. That's where people get it kind of construed. It was that particular song. Right? So I'm a fan of 2 Chainz, and of course Kanye West put me on.
Okay, to set the record straight.
Yeah, to set the record straight. It was just that particular song. I don't like every song Jay-Z ever done.
Right.
I don't like every song Nas ever done. He's my man, you know. He's my hero, I'll put it like that.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't like everything my father ever said to me. You know, I don't like everything that, sometimes I don't like picking up for my mama on the phone because I know she's going to be talking crazy.
Oh, you got to pick up for mama.
Right.
Right.
So, you know, nobody has a contract to be like, okay, just because you are a man, I'm going to like everything that you put out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, you know, to try and be politically correct sometimes, I think people do themselves an injustice because you know that they're not being true with themselves. You know, it's one thing to respect.
Is that what you felt was happening in that case with that song?
No, the lady asked me, right, and they played it, and I was just kind of like, it's cool, you know. It's like every other song that you hear, though.
It's cool because the headlines were more so like, man, it was to the point that you couldn't even really get through it, almost.
No, I didn't say that.
Tell me so we can get the record straight.
I said, and it's in the interview because luckily they transcribed the interview, my words. I was like, it's I'm like, you know, it's saying the same thing as kind of like everything else.
So you didn't say the words that you couldn't get through it. You couldn't bear to get through it.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all. I said, why am I listening to this? And it went from every other song is like that. At the end of the day, when you listen to music or you do anything in life, you do it for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I listening to this? What is the point of this song?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not meant to be that song that you relax on a nice sunny day with. Maybe it's the song that you listen to when you're throwing money in the club.
Okay.
Right? Then I said, well, you know, the beat is good. You know, the lyrics, you know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Nothing's through the roof. It's crazy. You know, technically it's a good song. But at the end of the day, when I listen to hip hop, I want to listen to something that I never heard before.
And you just feel like it was just...
And I just felt like that was something that the next song that they played is going to say the exact same thing that this song said.
And the E! Report is all about clearing up the headlines. So I'm glad that you came in just to
clear
that up.
Say that the record was garbage and that I could not get through it.
Clear it up.
I said, why? And this why is for every record, for every instance in your life. Why are you listening to this record? Mm-hmm. What is the point of me listening to this record? What am I supposed to pull from this record?
It's right, no right. beef.
Yeah, no,
is what I'm saying.
I think people are trying to foam it into a beef.
Of course, they always are. That's why we want to clear it up right here.
Know, so, but for me, it wasn't a shot at 2 Chainz because I didn't mention his name.
Right.
And it wasn't a shot at Kanye because I didn't mention his name. They asked me, what did I think about the birthday song?
Right.
You know, and I spoke what I felt was honest.
All right, Lupe, give him the Twitter, please.
At Lupe Fiasco, you can hit me up and, you know, flood my timeline with your hatred and your misconceptions and your misinformation.
And look out for that new album, Food and Liquor 2, Great American Rap Album Part 1, September 25th release. See, we're just clearing the air. It's your girl, E. Kane. I'm on Twitter right now, at E. Kane Tweets. Hit me up and follow. We got more of the E! Report coming up, and the 5 o'clock ride is back in 6 minutes.